Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And, of course, you can listen online at 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. We will talk to Dr. Braccio this morning about why me and my wife made the bad choice of staying in Michigan when, before we had children, we contemplated moving to Key West, where today it's going to be 76 degrees. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Well, listen, good morning, Tony, but I'll tell you, the state of Michigan, it's a great place to live. I've lived down in Florida, I've lived in California, but I'll tell you, this great place. We get a couple months of winter where it gets a little chilly, and if we don't do outdoor stuff, then obviously, it's a winter wonderland as we look out the window with a little coffee and good discussion with the spouse, like I'm with mine and you with yours.
Well, if it stays this cold, people are going to start, human beings are going to start hibernating again. This is
well,
insane.
That's true. Definitely cold, and definitely for a lot of people, the seasonal affective disorder, even if they never had it, certainly I think is showing up more and more, because really pretty depressing for most people when every day is cold and there's really no breaks in there. This has been a pretty tough year so far.
Well, let's tie in the power of forgiveness with this morning's show, as I don't know if I'll ever forgive Mother Nature for what she's done to us for the last few weeks. And I look at this weather and like you, see people who are kind of bummed out by it. It's kind of no big deal to me. I had this friend in Houston, Texas named Griff Palmer. He was my boss, and he used to say about the weather, you got to go to work no matter what. You know, you got to do what you got to do no matter what the weather is outside.
And you know, Houston can get really hot in the summer. I mean, it can be far more uncomfortable than here because you can't dress down for 110 degrees in humidity.
Let's talk about the power of forgiveness. There are times when all of us have challenges with doing this. Why do we keep this behavior?
I think, first of all of us have been hurt. All of us have been taken advantage of in life. This is just, unfortunately, the way of the world and just the way things work out. So when this happens, we have a choice. We have a choice to be bitter, to be angry, to hold a grudge. Or we can say, hey, I'm going to let that go. I'm going to forgive in this situation. That doesn't mean you forget about it, or you even believe what happened was good, or you just kind of accept what has happened. Because if you don't, feelings like anger, bitterness, revenge, these things really destroy the person who has them. So when you forgive, you have a lot of good things happen to you. You have less anxiety, stress. You're going to be less depressed, obviously. Lower risk of alcohol, substance abuse, these are things that happen. You're going to have greater spiritual and psychological well-being. And you're also going to lower your blood pressure along the way. I mean, these are just some basic positive things by letting go. Because if you know bitter people that are angry, feel they missed the brass ring when it came around, or they feel a person has ruined their life or done something to them that can't be forgiven. Those are really bitter, angry people, and they have never learned how to let things go. And what they're doing, they're letting the person who hurt them, took advantage of them, whatever happened in life, control their life, because that bitterness doesn't allow them to move forward into sunshine, happiness, and blue sky. So it's key, if you forgive and just move on, and also try to recognize that people that hurt and take advantage of people are pretty, I'd say, shallow, very negative, very destructive people, and too bad for them. Eventually, everybody gets their own, is kind of what I have seen over life. So you just want to be positive. You want to move forward. You want to let things go. But forgiveness is a wise thing to do, and I do qualify it a little bit by saying you don't forget it, you don't just let it go, you don't trust that person again, you just don't let it destroy and put a cancer in you that just eats away at you. It's a bad, very bad situation.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about forgiveness. I deal with people who have different points of view on different topics, and what's interesting to see is how people will take that personally, and as opposed to respecting someone for the way they feel and the way they think and what they may want, they lose respect for those people. They become very negative, and for some people, it's hard to forgive other people who behave that way.
Well, I think it's very hard. You know, forgiveness is really a hard thing to do, particularly if you've already been hurt and taken advantage of. You just have to realize when you carry this bitter pill, you carry these feelings, it really is destructive to you far more than the person that you're angry at. So when you let it go, it's really relieving you of having to carry that forward. You may have to deal with images of it. You may have to live even consequences. Someone took advantage of you financially or hurt you in a relationship. But it's important to move on and recognize another day's coming. The sun's coming up, hopefully. We're going to have another day to live. And all we have while we're here, we have the moment we're living in and the opportunity to make the rest of our life happier. And if we can gain some spiritual, some psychological, some physical health and more positive outlook, then we're going to be a much happier person. People that carry bitterness, angry grudges, and you know them, I know them, who are always angry about something, these are really unhappy people, and people don't want to be around them. So you even really potentially destroy potential friendships and relationships by always having those negative feelings. It's time to get a little blue sky in your life and just really be positive and just enjoy life, Tony. That's really what life is really all about. And people that hold anger in them, they can't do that.
You know, maybe I'll pass this information on to Mayor Virge Bonero and his chief of staff, Randy Hannon. They have not forgiven me. They're very angry at me. They won't come on my show, Dr. Braccio, because they think I ask too tough of questions and that I'm too easy on people who don't agree with them. So they have not forgiven me, but I'm going to reach out to them and hope that they can forgive me.
I think you do a great job at interviewing. And I think if people want to be successful and move forward and represent the people and be the people, they have to be willing to talk and meet with people. And I think you do ask tough questions, but that's what your job is. You are there representing the community, trying to talk. They've been elected by the community, and you're simply trying to gather information and really make their job easier is what it really amounts to. That would be my view of what you're trying to do.
Well, sometimes you have to man up, but that'll be another conversation. What we call it in my house is woman up, because we want to give my wife some props.
Well, I've met your wife, and she's a great gal.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. B, thank you so much, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.